following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world today. A huge day of football in the NFL, obviously. We could talk some NBA basketball. We could talk some college bowl season. We could talk about just about anything, to be honest with you. And to do it with me, none other than my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. We have another member of the fraternity, that Heisman fraternity, and we also are looking at another great documentary to follow up the Heisman presentation on ESPN, highlighting the Miami-Notre Dame rivalry as it developed in the 80s. I think it was just a great weekend for sports, and it'll keep on keeping on throughout the winter, man.
Very true. Jackson does get that Heisman Award, and you know what? Probably deserving to a certain degree, and you can maybe make an argument for the kid out of Clemson as well, Watson, to have won it too. But anyways, we're just getting rolling. A lot to talk about, a lot to get to. If you want to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But we're just getting rolling, folks. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse,
the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Math seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Math. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Math. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfon Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you there is a lot of things happening in the sports world. I'm not joking, man. There's a ton of things going on. We got a great day of NFL action. We've got, obviously, a lot of the bowl games that we have to look forward to. But more importantly, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we are live not only on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, but we are also live on Facebook, so you can get at us that way. Navigate through to the Dorfon Sports page, or just go to my page, and you can obviously pick up the video and the live stream of what we're doing. But in general, man, just so much happening in the sports world, Jeff. And you know what? We're so lucky we get to talk about it every Sunday, brother.
Indeed. Indeed. You know, and it's weird as we get into where the college football season showcases their games, but they're really not the spotlight for a couple of weeks. They're going to cede way to the NFL. I think that we're going to start paying attention to the National Basketball Association. Hell, you know, I even watched college basketball for the first time before the new year, and I don't know how long. So, you know, sports calendar definitely picking up. You know, baseball is long gone. The NBA and the NHL picking up. But, you know, college football was on the forefront for one last Saturday. You got the Army-Navy game. And the only reason I bring it up was because Navy was on a 14-game winning streak, and Army finally snapped it. Navy had to play a pretty brutal schedule down the stretch where Army played one game in the month of November, and the cadets from West Point Academy pull it off. Congratulations to them. But I think the real feature of the evening would be the Lamar Jackson New York Invitational. There was no question he was getting that Heisman Trophy. We've known that since the middle of October, and it was nice of Jabril Peppers and Deshaun Watson, D.D. Westbrook, and Baker Mayfield to make the trip to New York. But we knew that trophy was going to Lamar Jackson, and what a story behind him. Well, you know, his mother raised him to be a football player and still trains football players. That's just an incredible background. Forget the incredible Louisville quarterback. Look at this amazing woman that's you know, that plays tackle football with young kids and gets them interested in the game down there in Florida. I thought that was a fascinating story behind Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the kid is obviously deserving of the award, had a fantastic season. I'm sure his team and himself would have rather been playing for a national title than getting those individual awards, as we all know. But the kid is special. We can agree on that. He's special. I'm curious to see how he does wind up doing in the NFL. To be quite honest with you, because making that transition is difficult, and the type of quarterback that he is, needing to use his legs as much as he does, it can be very effective or it can be not so good at all. And I'm really interested to see how it turns out for this kid at the next level.
Well, he's got some time to develop yet. You know, Bobby Petrino, he doesn't seem like a very good human being. I don't know if you were watching the presentation last night, but, you know, with this new Star Wars movie coming out in the middle of December, you think of all these Darth Lords, and, man, Bobby Petrino just looks like a Darth Sith. He just looks like a Star Wars villain to the T. The guy never blinks, and you know, he did Atlanta dirty, but, you know, he's a pretty good college football coach when he's not getting himself into trouble.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is he's an interesting guy when you just think about Bobby Petrino and some of the problems that he's had throughout the course of his career and then the opportunities that still arise for a guy like that. And when you think about it, that in general, the opportunities that arise for coaches who do not do a good job in the first place, but they continue to get recycled. It's like a little fraternity when you really think about the coaching carousel on the college level, on the NFL level. Guys that aren't deserving continue to get jobs. And I'm bringing this up because of Jeff Fisher. I don't understand how you reward a guy with mediocrity and maybe not even mediocrity by giving him a 2-year extension. I just think that, and I'm going to take this in a different direction because I heard this discussion and it kind of resonated with me. If we have a minority coach that has the type of record that Jeff Fisher has, let me tell you something. That minority coach is not getting any 2-year extensions. So what in the heck is going on with Jeff Fisher that he has everybody loving him so much, even though he stinks?
You know what it is, you know, and I don't know how you grew up, but, you know, where I grew up, a lot of kids, their parents rewarded them, you know, either monetarily or with dinners and things like that for good grades, you know, A's and B's. And Jeff Fisher is, you know, the Rams ownership, and I would even go back to the Titans ownership, though he had a little bit of success there. The Rams ownership is basically the set of parents that reward D pluses and C minuses with surf and turf dinners and $100 bills, and there's no way to go up. There's no reason to go up. There's no expectation there for Jeff Fisher to ever do anything that resembles success. You've given him now 2 number one overall picks from the quarterback class, going back to Sam Bradford, and now you've got this Goff kid who hasn't shown us anything yet, and you know it's early. But I understand you want to give a young team stability, but give them something stable that has potential that's not already tapping the glass ceiling at 7-9.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at the opportunities that just keep going to one Jeff Fisher in the National Football League. And it sets a bad precedence. I'm sorry, man. It really does. And I can understand the frustrations of those minority coaches that get bounced out right away. I hate to say it, man, because the writing's on the wall to me. It's not right. And Jeff Fisher does not deserve a 2-year extension. I have no problem saying that. And truth be told, there are other guys out there that also deserve to get fired. But I think when you have the type of atmosphere and society that we have where it's so volatile and people are so upset about every single little move that happens, this Jeff Fisher move and the extension is something that's going to resonate with a lot of those minority coaches throughout the NFL.
I don't know that I necessarily go there. When I think of the example that you're talking about, we have a real life example. I have to go all back over a decade with Ty Willingham and Charlie Weiss. They had basically the same exact 2-year start. And then when it fell off, Willingham got fired because he only had 2 years left on his deal, whereas Weiss signed like a 10-year extension after getting Brady Quinn got that team to the Fiesta Bowl after the 2005 season going into the 2006 January Bowl season. I went to that game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. That's why it sticks out. But, you know, they didn't give Ty Willingham – and this is an old story. They didn't give Ty Willingham that opportunity that they handed to Charlie Weiss. I understand there were arguments that Weiss was trying to go back to the NFL, but I mean, it's something that's out there. I think that, you know, not just minority coaches, but anybody that had the potential to take over a team and run it. I mean, you know, we've seen opportunities be squandered. I mean, what do you think of what Todd Bowles is doing? I mean, he has a great first year in New York, should have made the playoffs, doesn't win in week 17, comes back, and if it weren't for the Bears, the Niners, and the Browns, we'd be talking about just how awful the Jets were after that Monday night performance against the Colts, if you can even call it a performance.
Yeah, that was pretty abysmal, man. They hit rock bottom for sure. I mean, that was one of the ugly losses that you'll ever take in your career if you're Todd Bowles. But I think he's on the hot seat, truth be told. When you go out there and your team performs like that and they don't have a quarterback, so I can kind of understand and I can relate to his failure to a certain degree because he just doesn't have the pieces to the puzzle to go out there and make it happen. But
Yeah, that, man.
You know, that's New York City.
Right.
You've got the allure of New York City, and you can't do – they didn't draft well. I mean, you know, you figure between Bryce Petty and Geno Smith, they didn't find their guy at quarterback. They haven't been able to develop anyone. They settle for Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then they're disappointed when Ryan Fitzpatrick turns into Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, the guy went to Harvard, but he's nothing special as an NFL quarterback, and he shouldn't be a big metropolis like New York City's football team. He shouldn't be the guy. You should be able to get a guy, but you look at the other team there. You look at Eli Manning. I mean, they've had stability for 12 years there. So, I understand we got to get out here, brother.
Amazing stuff when you think about the coaching carousels that happen all around in college sports and in the professional sports, and how bad coaches just continue to get recycled and continue to get jobs. Maybe go a different direction. That's all I'm saying, man. Think about someone that hasn't had the opportunity that would just absolutely jump and make the most of it and be something that you maybe didn't expect them to be, instead of these other people that are just a mess. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. If you are watching on Facebook Live, bear with us because I am just figuring things out. My partner is a little bit more savvy than I am. So if you want the actual feed where you can see people, go to the Dorfont Sports fan page and you can check us out there instead of going to my feed on my page, because I'm a little bit clueless and I'm a work in progress, Jeff. That's what I am. That's what I call myself. I'm a work in progress, man.
You were a good student, man. You know, I don't know if our audience knows too much about it, but you and I don't actually get a lot of FaceTime with each other. And, we took advantage of having a little extra time on our hands on Saturday, and I got to spend some time at the computer with you. You know, joked with your lady about your savviness or lack thereof. And, you know, it was a good time. You know, we had sports on in the background. We had the Army-Navy game on. A little bit later, I watched the Heisman presentation. Did you happen to check out the 30 for 30 that ran last night on Cal? Catholics versus convicts.
You know what? I saw like a little bit of that here and there as I was watching, you know, a plethora of different basketball games that were going on in college and the NBA last night. But yeah, I did catch a little bit of it. I didn't catch all of that, but there were definitely some interesting parts that I recognized and saw. Amazing, man. When you think about how crazy in general people can be.
Well, you know, you had these juggernauts back then. You know, Miami was it, Florida State was it for a while, Notre Dame tried to claim it during the Lou Holtz era. I mean, they had some really lean times, and they've had some really lean times since. I've been talking about Notre Dame a lot because, you know, they're fresh on my mind, because this ESPN documentary was made by a Notre Dame student, and it was presented with such a Notre Dame bias. And if anybody checked it out, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your opinions. But, you know, this was told from the Notre Dame point of view. They had Jimmy Johnson. They had Leon Searcy. They had Cleveland Gary all talking about, you know, Miami from 85 to 88. They had all these Notre Dame students. And you came away, you know, they talked to Dan Lebatard and Chuck Todd, who were both big Miami fans. And you came away feeling kind of bad for Miami, the way that they were branded as convicts. It's a funny joke in some circles, but man, to brand that whole football team like that, and to see the look of disgust, you know, with these Miami fans and these guys that played on the team, because they're players like any other college team. You know, they had players get in trouble, and they're branded as convicts by these preppy Notre Dame people. It's kind of no wonder that they get the Duke treatment, that they're just not liked because they have that yuppie, you know, almost flyover state ivy aspect to them. And I thought that as much as it was presented on a Notre Dame slant, I came away thinking, man, you know, Miami didn't get a fair shake in all this.
Well, and they've kind of fallen off to a certain degree, and they've had a few years of success here and there.
Well, they had that big fight a couple of years. They had that big brawl at the Orange Bowl with Florida International, where Lamar Thomas was doing the radio call, and he said, you know, don't make me come down that elevator and get on that field, like he was going to come out of the broadcast booth and partake in the brawl. So Miami deserves the reputation to a point, but, you know, to paint with a broad stroke, it's always a problem, no matter what you're talking about in life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's an interesting one. Here's another one I want to ask you about, since we're just kind of going around things. Phil Jackson and what he said about LeBron, and then what he's continued to say to Carmelo about and this isn't news. I mean, look, he is quite a ball stopper, let's be honest. But how do you feel about Phil and the way he's handling today's superstar versus the way he handled the superstar back in the day when he was, I don't want to be a jerk or anything, but more relevant, to be honest with you, when he was winning 11 championships with the greatest players in the game and having the greatest talent all the time?
You know, it's funny, we talk about the success, and, you know, lately in Cleveland with the success that my teams have been having, we talk about how winning heals all, but it doesn't heal forever. You know, winning doesn't brand you into being right about everything all the time. I think that people question John Madden after the fact. People have questioned great coaches and great decision makers. I mean, Mike Holmgren was a great football coach. He was a great football coach in Green Bay. He was a great football coach when he wasn't also trying to be the GM in Seattle, and he wasn't anything in Cleveland. But that lends itself to the whole point. I mean, look at Tony La Russa with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just because these guys were legends on the field or coaching a team, it doesn't mean that they know everything about the business aspect of sports, especially in the modern day. And Phil Jackson's not bulletproof. Now, I was watching the Cavs-Knicks broadcast, and they got into it because LeBron was there at Madison Square Garden playing Phil Jackson's team, and they talked about how, Phil Jackson made those comments, and LeBron is unapologetic about, the way that he received that. He said that posse is not a way to indicate my business team, and I don't think that it was so much racism as it was downplaying the success and legitimacy of all LRMR, which is, Maverick Carter and Rich Paul, some of his close friends from Northeast Ohio that weren't, not necessarily Wall Street or Wharton, type of grads. They're just street people that learned the business as they went. And it's really worked out for LeBron James. I see that he's produced kind of like a knockoff Shark Tank called Cleveland Hustles. And he's got another show, a game show that he's executive producing, Calling the Wall. So I think his business affairs are just fine. And Phil Jackson, man, I just think that he didn't mean any harm with this comment, especially racism. I think that's ridiculous. And, Mike Breen got into it on the broadcast that if you say something and it offends somebody, you should just apologize. And sometimes that's a little bit far-fetched. That's a little bit too much to ask of somebody that says something completely innocuous and it's taken the wrong way, and all of a sudden that person has to apologize. I don't agree with Mike Breen at all, but to get back to your point, Phil Jackson, great basketball coach, questionable at best as a front office guy.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's definitely been the case, at least thus far. Look, I think it's more about being able to relate with guys today versus being able to relate with the guys of yesterday. And what Phil used to do was give guys a book to read and this and that, and they called him the Zen Master, and he was able to manage egos and deal with everybody's different personalities and whatnot. But the truth of the matter is, Jeff, is today's different than it was back in the day. And the way that I go out there and play versus the way that I watch kids go out there and play is just so different. I don't see that love of the game, that heart and desire and determination to go out there and want to be the best. I really don't. I'm sorry, man.
So are you telling me that we're never going to see somebody carried off the field, just after pure exhaustion took them out, like Helen Winslow was carried off that field after that double or triple overtime playoff game in the early 80s? Are we done seeing stuff like that?
Look, again, man, all I'm saying is today's athlete is one of those guys that feels or gals that feels this sense of entitlement and that they're better than everybody else because they're playing this sport. And truth be told, man, I've been watching these sports for 30 some odd years of my life. And I'll tell you right now, I have no problem saying this whatsoever. The quality of what I'm seeing on every single field, whichever field it is, whether it's the football field, whether it's the basketball court, whether it's the ice skating rink, anywhere, I'm not seeing the same quality of play that I saw in the 80s and the early 90s out of any of these, and especially not in basketball. It's so watered down. The talent level throughout the NBA is absolutely pathetic. And it's sad because there's a lot of really nice players. But overall, this product is nowhere near what it used to be in the 80s and 90s. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that these guys come out early and they're not ready. But with that being said, I understand there's always going to be exceptions to the rules, like a Kobe Bryant, like a Kevin Garnett, like a Greek Freak that we have there in Milwaukee, who I love so much. But truth be told, I really think that in basketball, they would be doing themselves a real good honor of making these kids stay longer in school. And if they don't want to stay longer in school, send them overseas for a couple of years, because the quality of what we're seeing on the floor is nowhere near what it used to be.
Do you think that's true across all sports? I mean, I happen to think that the NFL is a lot better right now than it was in the 80s. It's cool to watch that old footage, but you have 22 players on the field that are probably better than at least 20 of the players on the field if you look at tape from like 1986, going back 20 years ago, with the exception of the, you know, those great Ditka Chicago Bears teams even after Buddy Ryan departed.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, again, I'm just going to go back to this. I know the way that I go out there and play and the type of passion that I have when I'm on the tennis court or any other court that I'm on, okay? And I don't see that same type of hustle out of kids today that are playing sports as a youth. I'm sorry. And that's just me being real. That's me being honest. And there's also this fact of the matter of when kids don't win, they cry, and people accept that. That's garbage, man. I'm done with that. I don't like it, and it ain't right. But anyways, that means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
In the holiday season, I love to see all the lights. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about putting them up the right way right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
I love Christmas lights. Don't get me wrong, I'm not like Clark Griswold with one of those out-of-control displays, but I do think a few strings of lights here and there add a very festive feeling to a home. The problem is that most people use nails or staples to hang them, and that's bad news for your house. If you leave the fasteners there after the holidays, they're unsightly and they rust. If you remove them, they leave unsightly holes that invite moisture into the wood, causing decay and damage. Instead, try using those little plastic hooks from the home center designed to slip under the bottom row of shingles and hold the lights. For window frames, there are self-adhesive Velcro tabs that secure the strings, and on railings, you can use good old-fashioned plastic zip ties. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. I know of a pretty big football game. I'm sure there's a lot of people in Wisconsin excited about it. Seattle coming to town. playoffs on the line, most likely. Detroit's got an easy one. I don't know, man. There's just a lot happening in the sports world. We're going to hook up with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box here in just a moment. But, man, oh, man, Jeff, this is when you get down to crunch time in the NFL, to be honest with you, man. And, you know, you separate the pretenders from the contenders, and you get rid of the boys, and you find out who the men are amongst them. And, you know, week 14 is kind of put up or shut up time when you think about it.
Oh, that's right. You know, you got the New York Jets, you know, just trying to win another football game. You got a terrible San Francisco team, but those aren't the games we're talking about. We're talking about that late slate of games, man. I think that we got a good battle in the AFC South. I think that we've got a great one between the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. I think that's a, it's put up or shut up time every week. And I told you yesterday, man, those Green Bay Packers don't control their own destiny. They need a lot of help so they can leave zero margin for error. Do you agree?
Look, win. Just keep winning. That's all you can do, and hope for the best. And you know what? I understand what you're saying, but Detroit's schedule gets pretty tough the last couple few weeks. Obviously, the last game of the season against the Green Bay Packers, which could be very, very meaningful. We'll just have to see how it all shakes out, man. And again, just go out there and win and take care of your own business and let the rest of it handle itself. We're going to hook up with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box now. Seth, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing my morning Heisman pose.
How are you feeling, man? Did you think what should have happened last night and Jackson wins, basically all the awards for college sports?
I think the inevitable happened with Jackson winning all of these awards, the Heisman in particular. And I think he was certainly the most exciting player that we had in college football this year. I'm not certain he was the best player, but I think he was absolutely the most exciting.
Hey, Seth, was it necessary to invite Westbrook, Mayfield, and Peppers? I've got a little bias against Peppers because I grew up an Ohio State fan, but looking at the margin between the top two, between Watson and Jackson versus the other three, I mean, it was disgusting. It was a little bit embarrassing for those other guys. I mean, it seemed like the top three guys bonded, and then the Oklahoma teammates kept to themselves during all the mm-hmm. ceremony and banquet tour that comes with the being a Heisman finalist. But was it so important that they got to sit in New York to be just humiliated but like that by the vote?
Well, and with that said, where was Cook, the kid from Florida State? If you're going to invite them,
how come
he wasn't invited?
And Dante Freeman. I mean, there's not that bias against underclassmen doesn't exist anymore. It just seemed like a weird class. And they said the Jonathan Allen finished seventh. That's big for a top, for another, for two defensive players to end up in the top 10, unless you want to give the all everything label to Jabril Peppers.
I think the inviting all of those players for the ceremony is good for TV, and it's broadcast, so they have to make it good for TV. I think the two defensive players finishing as high as they did in the voting, I think speaks to the overall quality of the Heisman field this year. And as far as Dalvin Cook goes, I made this comment on Twitter last night, as I'm sure many people did, and that was that him receiving the 11th most votes in the voting was just ridiculous. The guy had a little over 1,600 yards again this year, so back to back years. And this year, the Florida State team was good because they obviously have talent all over the field. But a couple of games I watched from them, the Clemson game in particular, he was not playing behind the stoutest offensive line that he could hope for. And when Florida State needed a play, needed a big chunk of yards, or needed a touchdown, it seemed like he was more than willing and capable to put that team on his back.
How about the recency of some of the, some of that fraternity? Have you ever seen that many players that, you remember playing and it feels like yesterday, guys like Troy Smith and, Manziel's up there. I don't know what he's doing up there. I'd be sitting out until enough time's gone by. But it just, for the longest time, Eric Crouch was the only one from the 2000s. And now you have these guys that just don't have you know, long NFL careers. You know, Tim Tebow enjoyed being there. I think Troy Smith has finally said, I've been out of the league long enough. I'm old enough that I could be there now. But you know, to see that many guys since the 2000, you know, from the last 10 years was just wild to me.
Many of those guys, like you alluded to, you know, didn't have the best professional careers. That's the thing with the Heisman. It's my thing with the Heisman anyway, that it's not indicative of anything. It's a great individual award. You know, it's definitely an honor for any of these guys to win it, but it seems like it's more of a fraternity. And I don't say that in a disparaging way at all, but it's more of a fraternity and that close bond that it seems like all of those past winners have with each other more than anything else.
Hey, let me ask you this, Seth. How special do you think it is for someone to join that fraternity, and then when they do, those other guys, like, how what kind of a position does that put them in? You know what I'm saying? Like, how, is it uncomfortable, do you think? Or do you think guys are just kind of real accepting? What's the feeling both ways, from the kid that gets accepted and then those kids that are left behind?
No, I mean, I think for the kid that gets accepted, I mean, it has to feel just awe-inspiring, which is just evaluating it from what those past winners did at the collegiate level. I mean, it's a huge honor, and I think anybody would feel incredibly grateful and special to belong to a group of players like that, a group of college players like that. But, you know, looking at those players, you know, D.D. Westbrook, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Dalvin Cook, you know, the list obviously goes on and on of players who were considered and received votes, but, you know, fell short of winning the award. You know, I mean, I think those players probably stand a greater chance based on history of having successful professional careers. So while they may not, you know, enjoy the feeling of belonging to that, having that bond and belonging to that fraternity of Heisman winners, they probably stand to be very well compensated over a long period of time in the NFL. But I think if that's the consolation prize, I would gladly accept, you know, multiple million-dollar contracts as a consolation prize.
Hey, you know, I made this comment the other day on my Facebook page about the Heisman candidates. And, you know, at the end of the day, one of these guys is playing or has the potential to play for a national title, and mm-hmm. the rest of these guys are not. And to me, I thought that was significant. Whether, you know, Watson was the guy that winds up winning or not, he is the guy that's playing for potentially the most meaningful opportunity in all of college football. And there's something to be said for that, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that fits into the point that I was speaking to these last few minutes, that, you know, the Heisman Trophy, it's a great award. It certainly means something, but, you know, it's not the end all and be all of any of these players' college careers. There are lots of things to play for. You know, you have all these individual awards, and now you have the college football playoff and potentially winning, you know, a national championship. I mean, there's so many different accolades that are available at both the personal and team level for these guys that really, I don't think any of them should feel slighted for not winning any number of these awards that are out there.
Again, that's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box showing us. Go ahead, Jeff.
And, you know, I was talking a little bit earlier about the presence and the role that Jackson's mother played in his life, Felicia Jones. You know, she's not just a parent, but she's also a football coach, and she still gets out there and hits with these high school kids. I thought that was pretty impressive. What can you say about the emergence of the mother in the, you know, the blue chip athlete's life after, you know, we've seen how vocal Annie Apple, the mother of Eli Apple, the former Ohio State cornerback, has been in the media and on Twitter and everything else?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, kind of that proverbial case by case, you know, basis, and you know, lots of us are parents, and we all kind of parent, you know, a different way, and choose to support and stick up for our kids in different ways, and you know, it all comes from positions of love, you know. But you know, looking at Jackson and the role that his mother, you know, played in supporting him and nurturing him, it's a great story. It's absolutely a great story. You know, I mean, I would compare, you know, her being that involved with football to, you know, like a, you know, a dad, you know, being that involved with, you know, like their daughter's, you know, dance career or dance classes, that sort of thing. I mean, it's there.
Go ahead, Seth. Sorry, finish your thought,
Oh, no, that was the end of my thought there.
Well, and I was just going to say, I also think it has to do with whatever role the parent has to take. You know, if the mom has to take the role of being the father too, well, you know what? God bless them, and more power to them for having that fortitude to go out there and do that with their young man, their child at that point. But you know what, man? Life is all about creating opportunities when you think about it. And you know what? If you see something that your kid has, a talent, and even though it's not natural or necessarily the way that it's supposed to be, I think you give it whatever you got so that your kid can have the most success possible no matter what. And you always try to help your kid achieve those dreams that they have, that they set out for themselves when they're just a little boy or a little girl. And you really want those things to happen for them. So, you know what? More power to his mom. More power to any mom or dad out there that's doing double duties for kids that are trying to give them the most and trying to create something for them for the rest of their lives, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that her story continues to be told and gets all of the attention that, you know, all of these other football parents get for negative reasons. You know, I mean, even if it's just one example in a pool of many poor examples, that one example should still be given the weight and the credit that the story and the person is due.
Hey, Seth, can we get some parting words on Army-Navy from our college football expert?
Yeah, you know, it's always a great game. It's Army-Navy. I mean, I think, you know, from a sports perspective, it's always a great game. You know, from more of that political perspective, it's also a great game because you see an example of everybody coming together, and you know, in the end, it doesn't really matter if Army wins or Navy wins. It's this idea that we all win, and I think that the atmosphere that is cultivated with that game would, you know, I think people would be wise to apply that to, you know, just life in general and all of our sporting events as well. That we're really all in this together. I think that's what that game exemplifies.
Hey, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us, Seth. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. Can't wait to do it next week, brother. And we'll have more bowl games to talk about.
Yeah, yep. Gear it up.
Have a great day. Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. He just got done joining us talking about the Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson from Louisville. And we broke down a few other things. Got a little bit of the Army-Navy game in there. Hour number two, Jeff. I'll tell you what, man. A ton of NFL on the docket. We're going to really break it down. We're going to get through some of these playoff scenarios and whatnot. We're going to look at in-depth and real detail as to what's happening in the NFL. Okay, man? Well, I know you're okay with it. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and we do want thoughts, we do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back in just a few.